A man that has been buzzing, well, since about early October last year, is Shane Flanagan. He joins us on the line. Morning, Flano.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Very well. Celebrations finished?
They sure are. back into training really hard. So
I don't think the Shire's still celebrating, I might add.
Yeah, it was amazing, you know, before the grand final, and then obviously after it was amazing, you know, for all the players and all the fans, and just the Shire was just great to be a part of. But you know, we need to put that to bed, which we have sort of when we come back from after New Year. They've knuckled down and started to train really hard, so we're in a good position.
Won't be easy being the hunted, mate.
Yeah, I suppose it's a good thing to have.
Yes, of course.
Yeah. I'd rather be hunted, yeah. But, yeah, no, it's something that we're going to have to – we've never experienced before, so it's going to be interesting. And just the mindset of going into the season, you know, how that sort of you know, unfolds is going to be a real interesting, you know, couple of weeks, and then obviously the first couple of rounds. But, you know, I'm excited about it, and all the players are as well.
Now, you've made some gains this year. You've had some losses as well. Manian Cherrington, Daniel Mortimer, Tony Williams is an interesting one, come from Canterbury, and the much talked about Tony Williams. And obviously, we're reading today in the paper that James Seguiaro has signed. Now, I'm not sure whether that's correct or not, but that's what the paper's saying.
No, that's not correct. He's still, you know, we have spoken to James, but he's got a contract, well, we believe he's got a contract in place with Leeds. So, you know, he's got to sort that out before we can do anything here at our club. And if he does do that, you know, we'd be interested to talk to him. But, you know, it's all just speculation at the moment, mate. He's got a contract, I believe, in over in the UK. So if he can get out of that, you know, we'll have a chat to him. But, you know, I'm quite comfortable with all the players we've got, our new ones. They're doing a really good job and fitted in well in the what we're trying to achieve here. And, we're going to miss Michael Innes, but it's going to be exciting as well.
Okay, who gets first crack at the hooker's jersey?
I think it'll be a little bit of a split role there, TK, because, you know, both Manai is probably not an 80-minute player. New Brown's definitely not an 80-minute player. And then, you know, young Jaden Braley hasn't even played first grade there as yet. And then we can throw Mort in there. Mortimer's doing a really good job at training. And so it'll probably be a dual role out of those four players. I'll pick two of them. But, yeah, and I haven't really got can't give you too much more there because they're all training well. But the trial period will sort of decide who plays round one.
So that sort of gets me to, I mean, how keen are you for Seguiaro to fill that role?
Oh, as I said, you know, we've spoken to him. I think he'd be a good addition, only because of, you know, as I said, we expected Michael to play. Our plan was for Michael to play another year,
and it was
a bit of a shock. As I said, you go into a planning, as I said, with, you know, in particular, Jaden Braley, he's a young 20-year-old, and then he's even his younger brother, I know that's only 18. So, you know, we have got a plan in place for those two boys, and it was sort of a bit of a shock when Michael retired, and our recruitment strategy went out the window. So, you know, James would be a good addition for us and, you know, he'd definitely fill a hole. But as I said, I'm not quite sure where that's going to end up.
The other guy we need to talk about is Ben Barber. There's a little bit of talk in the paper that the Sharks are going to re-sign him when his suspension for his doping violation finishes. That's all going on in the background?
Yeah, well, we've come to an agreement with Ben that, and we've sent a contract into the NRL and, you know, hopefully that gets registered. Ben's, you know, he's been through and he's still going through a real rehabilitation program and he's got a lot of work to do, but part of that program is getting back and doing some training with us if possible. You know, he's not going to play for, you know, at least half the season, so we're not too worried about that, but we'd like to think integration back into training and getting in a bit of a schedule will help Benny. So, yeah, that's the plan.
Okay. Round 14, is that the target?
Yeah, well, I think he's out for 12 weeks and we've got the bye in round 13, so it doesn't really help, but, yeah, he'll be back. And, you know, as I said, it's more about, you know, making sure Benny's life's in order rather than his football's in order at the moment. You know, he's got 3 or 4 months before he can even play football again. So
sure.
He's got a lot of things to do and a lot of boxes to tick. And, as I said, we're more worried about Benny getting his... He's going to be a footy player for the next 4 or 5 years, but he's got the rest of his life to live and we're going to make sure that that's in order.
Does that have any influence on what you do with Valentine Holmes and how keen you are to keep Valentine?
No, not really, TK. You know, we're seeing Valentine as long term. He's, hopefully he's here for another 10 years, and, he's just started his career. So, Ben's got to get back and start playing football, but, Valentine will get the first crack at playing fullback and, securing that position. And, hopefully, especially from Val's point of view, that it is long term and he plays the rest of his career there. That's what he wants to do. He's a really good first-class winger at the moment, but hopefully he can adapt to being a really first-class fullback. And he's going really well at training at the moment, but as I said, a lot of work to do.
A lot of speculation about Jack Bird and the Knights with their war chest of money that they've got up there and they want to throw it around. Obviously, Jack Bird's another person that the Sharks are very keen to hang on to.
Yeah, we're in negotiations with Jack, and we've got a few players off from the grand final side, Val, Wade Graham, and Birdie. We want to secure all of those players, and we're well and truly down the track with those type of players. And I can understand other clubs being interested. When you have a little bit of success,
for sure,
you've got some young players that could have, not at the end of the career, just at the start of the career and playing for Australia and playing Origin. Of course, they're going to attract some interest. So I understand it, but I'm really, really confident. Definitely those three boys will stay with the club.
Does that go same sentence for the coach? When you win a premiership, do you become attractive to other clubs?
Attractive than me.
Not a beauty competition.
It's not a beauty competition. Talking about your coaching ability, please.
Mate, as I said, I'm here for the next 3 years. I think the club's taken some giant steps towards, obviously winning our first premiership, and the next challenge is just to stay up there and be a top four team this year and see what happens at the end of the season. But there's a new challenge for the club, and as I said, I want to be part of that. And as I said, it's been a really good journey, and I'm looking forward to the next part of it.
Shane, I'll always give you credit for getting the best out of players who have been tried at other clubs, and then bringing youth along as well. But are you the man to unlock Tony Williams? I'll stand up and cheer. I just want to see him be that human wrecking ball he can be. What will be your secret to unlocking him?
Well, I think it's more, if he does get back to the form he was in, it's probably more stand up and cheer our high performance staff here, our strength and conditioners and so on. But because, and Tony as well, because he's putting a lot of work in at the moment. His body's changed. He's lost a lot of weight. And, as I said, the way we've trained him is probably a little bit different than he has trained over the last couple of years. And the way he'll play the game will be a little bit different. He'll probably play in the middle for us. And we'll try and get that bit more of an explosive athlete. And as I said, we're training him that way. He's probably dropped about 8 to 10 kilos at the moment. Wow. So he's getting towards where he needs to be. And it's not going to happen round one, but hopefully by about round 5 or 6 is exactly where we want him to be. And we're starting to see the best football come out in T-Rex because, he's a super talent. He's got, he's amazing, amazing hands. And we just need to get him to be able to play the game the way it is at the moment. It's an explosive, powerful game. And, T-Rex has got that. But I just feel that he's probably, to be really honest, a little bit overweight and couldn't carry that frame around that he needed to do in the current NRL system.
Yeah, sure. I bet you he's enjoyed the preseason then. If he's
I loved it.
No,
yeah.
Yeah, days like yesterday.
So, Fano, we got to run, mate. Thank you for your time this morning. Good luck in the overseas in the challenge in the against
World
the World Club Challenge in the Nines, and obviously going back to back. And we'll speak to you again soon.
Thanks, boys.